Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, April 16th. I hope you're well. Coming up, murder inquiry launched after Cork stabbing and...
All four have been brought to a Garda station in the Wicklow-Wexford division.
Four arrested after man found dead in Bray playground. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a formal murder inquiry is now underway into the death of 32-year-old Daniel O'Sullivan in Youghal in County Cork. He was stabbed to death on Monday night after an assault at a bar on the town's main street. A man in his late 20s arrested in connection with the inquiry remains in custody. A teenage boy has been killed in a road crash involving a tractor in County Leitrim. He was a passenger in the tractor when the crash happened in Carrigallen just after 3 yesterday afternoon. He was pronounced dead at the scene. A second teenager who was driving the tractor was hurt and taken to Cavan General Hospital. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to the single vehicle collision to come forward. Four people have been arrested in connection with the murder of a man in Wicklow. William Morehouse was found dead in a children's playground in January. News Talk's Tara Duggan reports.
The body of 36-year-old William or Willie Morehouse was found in Ballywaltrum playground near Bray on January 19th. He was a father of six and his partner was pregnant with his seventh child at the time of his death. It's understood he'd been stabbed. Gardaí say they continue to investigate all of the circumstances surrounding William's death. Yesterday they arrested four people, a juvenile and two men in their 20s and 30s and a woman aged in her 50s. All four have been brought to a Garda station in the Wicklow-Wexford division, where they're being questioned under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act.
The number of children receiving support for sexually harmful behaviour increased by 43% last year. A report from the Journal Investigates found 83 children were referred to TUSLA's National Interagency Prevention Programme. The scheme provides assessment and intervention for children aged 3 to 17 who exhibit sexually harmful or abusive behaviours. Reporter Patricia Devon says the increase is linked to the rise of porn targeted directly towards young people.
Experts absolutely believe there's a link between sexually harmful and abusive behaviour in children and pornography use. Sadly, you can actually get fake porn, which includes Paw Patrol characters and other cartoon themes. It's really, really disturbing.
The US says trade deals with more than 15 countries are being considered by the White House since Donald Trump made his tariff announcement. The EU is waiting for clarification from Mr. Trump's team on how it will be affected while the standoff with China continues. It comes as US Vice President J.D. Vance says there's a good chance a trade deal between the US and the UK will be completed soon. Sky's US correspondent Mark Stone says they're in the early stages of negotiations.
If Britain can carve out some sort of a deal, and I'm told that they're in the deal space right now, that they're in the foothills of getting some sort of an arrangement with the United States, then in all sorts of different areas, things could potentially fall into place. But it's really, really complicated. And of course, it will require concessions by the UK as well.
Joe Biden has taken a swipe at Donald Trump in his first major public appearance since leaving the White House. The former US president has accused his successor of taking a hatchet to Social Security, claiming the new administration has done so much damage. The 82-year-old didn't mention Mr. Trump by name during his talk in Chicago, but says it's a worrying time for America.
We can't go on like this as a divided nation, as divided as we are. Like I said, I've been doing this a long time. It's never been this divided. Granted, it's roughly 30%, but it's a 30% that has no heart.
A 76-year-old Irishman has died while swimming in Malta. It happened yesterday afternoon when he got into difficulty at St. Julian's Bay. Members of the Civil Protection Department and the Armed Forces of Malta were called to assist, and the man was brought ashore but declared dead shortly afterwards. The Department of Foreign Affairs says it's providing consular assistance. A status yellow rain warning is in effect for 5 eastern counties. It'll impact Dublin, Louth, Meath, Wicklow and Wexford until 2 p.m. this afternoon. Met Éireann is warning of the potential for spot flooding and heavy rain. In entertainment news, Kim Kardashian is to give evidence in person at a trial relating to allegations she was tied up and locked in her bathroom during an armed robbery. 10 people are due in court in a few weeks' time. Claims date back to 2016 in Paris, where the reality TV star was staying for Fashion Week. And in sport, in soccer, Aston Villa came up just short in their bid to make the semi-finals of the Champions League last night. They earned a 3-2 win on the night over Paris Saint-Germain at Villa Park, but the French giants won the tie 5-4 in aggregate. Barcelona have gone through 5-3 overall, following a 3-1 defeat to Borussia Dortmund in Germany. Aston Villa boss Unai Emery says he's proud and happy with the way his players responded against Paris Saint-Germain in the Champions League.
I am really confident how we are doing this way, how we are increasing our standard, our demands, and how we are achieving the duty we can have. Of course, we are finishing here in quarter final, and hopefully we can come back again to play in Champions League.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.